Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. A very warm welcome. You're listening to Islamic Upbringing. This is Zainab, and today we're going to discuss something very important with Professor Naqavi. Professor Naqavi is a faculty member at Al-Mustafa University. Dear listeners, in this program, we try to answer your questions and issues that you have regarding the Islamic upbringing of your children. The answers are based upon the Noble Quran and the narrations from Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him and his purified progeny. Well, Professor Naqavi, assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Well, Professor, today we have another question, and again from a teen. The question is, I'm a girl and I am 17 years old. I wish to wake up early and offer Fajr prayers, but unfortunately, I often miss my prayers. First, I used to feel guilty, but since it became so often, it does not affect me much now. And I am concerned about this. Can you help me understand if something is wrong within me? And is there anything or any way that I can wake up on time and offer Salat on time?
Yes, it's a problem which many youth face. Even elder people may face, because if one has not comes into the habit of sleeping on time and waking up on time, and that of course has to be inculcated at a very early age. That habit forming takes place if parents are sleeping on time, going to bed on time, and waking up early in the morning. That habit may be,
transmitted to the
or
children.
Even if they remain awake, their children should be made to go to sleep. But again, generally what happens is the children are forced to go to sleep. It does not become a habit. The moment they come to high school or college or university, they gain a little type of freedom. They forget that. But basically, when we are going to sleep, some things are, they are carried out properly. I mean, you can, sometimes we go off to sleep when we're tired and we become exhausted, and we just put our heads on the pillow and we're off to sleep. That's not the way to go to sleep. There are special protocols to be followed before going to sleep.
Yeah.
I mean, you need to change your dress, you need to brush your teeth, you need to go to the washroom, you need to, take all these, going to sleep.
And when you do this step-by-step process, your brain also gets some message that something is going to happen. It starts actually sleeping.
Actually, it's a project in its own right. It's something which you have to manage as a behavior, as a very behavior which has with intention and purpose. You're preparing yourself for an event. Going off to sleep sleeping is a form of death. You're going off to the other world,
yeah.
And God will bring you back in the morning. So everything is related to this understanding of sleep and death that we as Muslims have. So you're preparing for a very beautiful journey. So you need to prepare yourself, even carry out wudu ablution, because it is said that if you go to sleep with ablution, it's like you are worshipping and praying all night.
And there are,
there are certain prayers that have to be recited. Then the holy verse of the Surah Kahf, I think the last verse is recited, and it's very influential in waking you up in the morning. And you go to sleep and intend to get up and make a conviction and make a condition for yourself that you shall wake up at this time. You sit and you make a purposeful decision to wake up at maybe 5 o'clock in the morning or maybe 6 o'clock in the morning in time for prayers. And then if you have a difficulty in that, then use an alarm clock. If you have a difficulty in that, then ask an elder person to wake you up.
I mean, you can ask someone to come and wake you up.
It's preparing. I mean, you feel that you're preparing for an event. Recite the tasbih of Hazrat Zahra. I mean, we know.
It's as good as you if you perform Umrah and Hajj, as it's recommended by Prophet, peace be upon him, to his daughter. Well, we'll discuss more on the topic after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
This is Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran.
Contact us at EnglishRadio@irib.ir.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I'm with Professor Naqavi, and we're discussing about the teens who have problem in waking up on time, and professors are helping us what conditions to follow, what things to do so that one can wake up on time.
So all the time, it's if we want to make purposeful decisions to carry out habit forming and habit changing, we need to employ PDCA, as we mentioned before, plan to do something, do it, check if you've done properly. So it's a continuous struggle.
Yeah.
You should not let up at all. You should continuously try. I mean, try again. You may not be able to wake up one day, 2 days, 3 days, but if you're planning on it, if you're making a purposeful decision and conditioning yourself and trying to imbibe in yourself and make yourself realize that I have to do this, I have to wake up, I need to wake up with energy, I need to wake up. Especially your eating habits also are important. If you go to sleep with a full stomach, then that's a problem. You need to have a lighter dinner maybe, or an early dinner. You have an early supper and go to bed after a few hours of having your dinner, your supper. Then you have a lighter stomach. And that is again very important when going off to sleep. And again, I think it's psychologically mentioned for there's a certain sleep cycle which has to be taken care of. And the hours before midnight which you sleep are twofold.
All right.
It's mentioned that the hours which you sleep before midnight have a two times more effect than the hours which you sleep after
the midnight.
And that deep sleep which you need, where you go off to start dreaming, it should not be in the early mornings. It should be early in the mid of the night.
Exactly. So because if you go to sleep at some 9 or 10 p.m., you go to deep sleep at 12. That's what the psychologists say, that the deep sleep should be at the midnight,
unfortunately,
not towards the morning.
Habits, the society in societies where they turn off the marketplaces, even in the West, we have many countries where markets close at 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock. In the East, unfortunately, markets remain open till 12, 1 o'clock in the morning. So that's the difficult. We don't take care of the energy. Energy, health, everything is jeopardized. So we need to manage our lives in a way. I mean, you don't need
there to. There should be a proper timetable.
Timetable, not necessarily have to three meals a day. Two meals a day, you can survive with 2 meals a day. Morning heavy meals and early suppers or dinners. And in between, you can have refreshments. So, I mean, we need to change our lifestyle. Habits have to be changed. Going to early sleep. Unfortunately, the television is also the television programs. They continued late into the night. So that has to change. We should change our habits. Before going to sleep, we offer if we are not able to wake up, 2 rakats of hajj, and go to sleep with this 2 rakats of hajj that Allah Almighty gives me the
capability to
wake up in the morning. So inshallah it will affect.
Indeed, Allah does, because He says, if you come towards me 1 step, I will come 10. We'll discuss more on this after a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned with us.
The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam said, honor your children and teach them good manners.
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Islamic Upbringing. I am Zainab with Professor Nagafi, and we are discussing a very important issue by a 17-year-old girl. Shared with us that she says she's not able to wake up on time, and Professor helped us with so many suggestions, what to do, what to follow, so that she can wake up in time. Professor, one part of her question is remaining, wherein she said that before, when she could not wake up for Fajr, she used to feel guilty about it. Why my Fajr has, why my Salat has missed. But now it has become so often that she is now used to it. Is there something wrong with her conscience?
We should feel, of course, maybe you could say if you're not able to wake up, then God will not punish you. But still, it reflects the inner soul, the condition of our soul inside us. It does not have a pure nature then. If we're not distressed.
So that's what she wanted to know. So the nature of the soul has changed somewhere. She has to look upon it.
She has to go back to it. She should be able to
analyze
it, what's happening within her. Maybe proper, the food she's taking or whatever, some of her actions are influencing that. So there has to be a reflection within herself about herself. She should be distressed. She should feel bad and guilty about it. And moreover, if one could practice the habit of, again, muhasabah before going to sleep, reflecting upon what have we achieved from till the morning, till the night, and plan for tomorrow morning.
Yeah.
We should go to sleep with a plan that tomorrow I'm going to wake up at this time, pray, have go for exercise, have breakfast, go to work, go to sleep, to work or for studies or whatever. If I have a plan in my mind and I'm to follow that plan, I need my body to adapt to that cycle and to become a habit, and my body automatically follows what I need to do. So I think we need to have a plan for each and every hour. Allah Almighty says in the hereafter, a small particle will be, evaluated. A particle. وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ خَيْرًا يَرَهُ وَمَنْ يَعْمَلْ مِثْقَالَ ذَرَّةٍ شَرًّا يَرَهُ.
You can't even imagine every minor detail.
That is for the hereafter. But that tells us how to manage things in this world. In microseconds.
How careful to be.
We should, the basic resource, the most valuable resource which we have at our disposal is time. How we manage this time is important. So sleeping on time, waking up on time, doing things on time, that's the essence of a successful life. And the pure life, hayat tayyiba, can be ensured if we take care of these things.
Yes, thank you so much, Professor, for being with us. So, dear sister, what Professor said so far is that he gave you so many suggestions how you can wake up on time, and the next, another part of your question was that, is there something wrong with your conscience? Professor said, unfortunately, yes, you got to look at it. But this thing in itself, that you're questioning us and you're making efforts and you want to know, shows somewhere that her conscience is somewhere alive, and it has to be, it's not gone that down the track, and it could be mended. Well, thank you so much, Professor, for being with us and for sharing such beautiful messages with us. Thank you so much, dear listeners. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. In case you have any questions, any queries, please feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. In case you want to listen to our programs again, please go back to our official website, which is www.parstoday.ir/en. There's a tab, COI, Call of Islam, wherein you can find this program, our previous programs, and with all the subtopics that are written in the titles. You can also find us on the social media platforms by just searching Call of Islam. Thank you so much for listening. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another session, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Do you know what Islam says? It says that life's the greatest test. It says that life's a borrowed space returned upon rest.